Okay.
Is there any audience or critical feedback you wish to respond to? If there is none, it's okay.
Oh, what do you mean? As in the reviewers wrote something and I want to have something to say about it?
Yeah.
No, I don't, because I really think everybody has a right to agree or disagree with any production, and I think that is a very, very important and healthy culture. But what is unhealthy if the comments or criticisms are personal? Because we should always see that as a performance, a work, and we should learn to try and offer those comments to the work, about the work, and direct it at that. But other than that, I find I take on board all the critical comments, and I think they're all valid, and they're all valuable, and they're all right, and they're all wrong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because we can only be able to see a performance and a production from one perspective, and at the point of making, that's what we see. Mm-hmm. But when we offer it to the public, they have, depending on the size of the theatre, and in this case, the size of the sitting audience, I think, is about 600. You would have 600 different perspectives. And some would agree with that, and some would not. Mm. And that is healthy. Mm. It makes an artist grow even further, because you take all these things on board and you reflect on them. Miles later, maybe 6 months, a year later, and you look back and you go, actually, what they said is right, no? Or, you know, I really would not have done it any differently. So, you know what I mean? So those are very, very important as part of the growth and development of any culture.